Doug Nihilet was a seasoned hurricane hunter for the Air Force Reserve. So, of course, when Hurricane Katrina approached the Gulf Coast 10 years ago, he had no plans to evacuate.
My daughter calls, and I said, "Hello, Courtney. Wow, look at that roof. It just blew off that building." My daughter screams at the top of her lungs. She says, "Daddy, what are you doing in Bay St. Louis?" I said, "Courtney, I don't have time to talk about this right now."
Doug had a harrowing experience during Katrina. After the building he was in started to collapse, he and four other people found refuge in an oak tree, holding on for their dear lives, while the 30-foot storm surge pounded the small Gulf town. But Doug survived, and despite being among the hardest hit areas, his little town in Mississippi survived too.
Bay St. Louis is a cool little town to be in, and you know, it's coming back. It's as cool as it used to be, in a different way.
This is Doug's wife, Vicky. They own several businesses in Bay St. Louis, including the Antiques Mall, where I found them both today. And she's right. 10 years later, the town is doing well. People are moving back, new businesses are opening, and new developments are going up on the empty lots that Katrina left behind. One way you can tell, it's the second Saturday of the month.
Second Saturday is it's all the merchants on Main Street. Hosts, and it's like an art walk. It is an art walk.
Mark Currier co-owns Gallery 220 with his wife Janice. They were the first business to reopen after the storm.
We decided to do something for the town and all the people, the volunteers and military. So we started doing Second Saturday every Saturday.
By the time Katrina hit, Second Saturday was already a 10-year tradition. Everyone comes out for the free live music, the art galleries and antique shops. They serve up food and drinks. For this small town with a vibrant arts community, Second Saturday was always a big deal. It became an even bigger deal after the storm. Vicky Nihilet remembers the first Second Saturday following Katrina.
We just stood in one of the buildings and had a beer and turned my car radio on and just, you know, it was kind of sad, but it was still... symbolic. Second Saturday never stopped.
Vicky shows me a picture of her and 11 others standing in the wreckage of a nearby building.
You know, we just stood right there at the corner of where the hub of activity had always been. And even though the road in front of it was pretty much gone, we kind of stood in the open building and had our little Second Saturday, little private party.
But now it's one big public party. Everyone coming together to share in the reviving of their community. And they're reminded of how the storm not only changed the town, but the people. Ann Tidwell, Vicky's mother, says in the days after the storm, when people like her were just trying to survive, it was the help from her neighbors that meant the most.
I know I was a more grateful, sharing person after that. Anything I have, anybody could have it.
This story was produced by Travis Lux, Wallace Watkins, and Anne-Marie Awad as part of the 24-hour radio race from KCRW's Independent Producer Project.